I can't keep up with him. And the person that we were with, the gentleman said to her, says, you don't have to. All you need to do is walk up to me and go, I'll do the rest. So I just want to hinge off of that. That's probably the best advice given tonight from a male standpoint. All you have to do is what, ladies? This.
That's a good net. Anyone else? I don't want to rush if anyone else has something to say, but yeah, that's a good place to end. So we are taking time out of a trip to Desire to talk about the resort. We had George on our podcast for episode 137. I'm with our friends Chris and Nancy. We have known you guys for a number of years. Mm-hmm. You are in our community, and you've been a part of the group, you know, for a while, and all about the resort. If people want to know a little bit more about Chris and Nancy, you all can go listen to episode 110 and hear their whole amazing right. arc of a story through life and through into the lifestyle.
Yeah, that's right.
So thanks for taking time out of our vacation.
Absolutely.
Today.
You're
so you just got back from the resort in Jamaica. It was the opening weekend. Mm-hmm. We're just anxious to hear, you know, George told us about what it's going to be like, but we're interested to hear from real humans who have been there. Like, what was your impression when you first arrived? What were you expecting? And why did you even go to begin with? So I'll just let you all talk about that.
Chris and I are investors in the resort. We've been involved with the project for several years. And the resort is coming to fruition, but we've had a long-term vision. So Chris and I had been to this property a couple years back just to check it out. It's a fully functioning operational boutique hotel for, you know, vanilla folks. And now that it's under the group's ownership, they were offering a preview weekend for investors to come and sort of sample what the resort will be like. So that's why we went. We went last month. And from the beginning to the end, it was top-notch luxury lifestyle vacation. We came off the airplane. We were immediately met by staff that had been prearranged. We didn't have to do any of the arrangements. We were taken through the airport and whisked off in a private sedan to the resort. And when we arrive, you don't have to check in when you're going there because they are expecting you, and
they know who you are.
They know who you are.
Yes.
And they had called us in advance of our arrival to ask us questions about our likes and dislikes and allergies and any special occasions and things like that. So they had a good idea of what we liked. They had the colors that we chose in our room and, you know, just little touches that were very nice. So the resort itself is beautiful. It's a wonderfully gorgeous property set on the cliffs in the west end of Negril. And so just the gardens and the cliffs and the sea beyond and the sunsets just make it a beautiful property. We were given a really nice room on the first level. It had a private pool. It had a living area, a porch with a hammock. Did I say a private pool?
Yeah.
It was like we were in heaven. We're like, oh my gosh, kicking each other. There's villas on the property. There's a main building, and then there's villas throughout, depending on who you're coming with and what kind of vacation you'd like to have.
Yeah, there's also a full-size gym there and lots of other amenities, lots of pools. And there's some construction going on, but it really is kind of on the other side of the cliff where they're just taking this really fantastic resort and making it in this property and making it even more incredible, and that they are showing off what they have, which is just the wild beauty of what is the West End.
Mm. So you all have been in the lifestyle for a while. You've been to many different resorts, lifestyle mm-hmm. resorts, many different events. You know, I'm just interested in, you know, it seems like whatever event you're going to or resort you're going to, there's a vibe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, yes. And I know that's a hard word, so it's very subjective, but how would you describe the vibe in that environment compared to other places that you've been?
Yeah, I would say it was a little bit more relaxed of a vibe. It's always about the people, of course, but it felt very serene. It was the natural beauty that was there, the quiet pools. They had they did have DJ playing during the day at the pool. The service was top notch, so you just felt like a VIP everywhere you went. The food, the music, everything was just so lovely. You feel truly like you were on a luxury vacation. So I would say the vibe is, the natural beauty is maybe similar to what you'd see at Hedonism, because it's also close by in Negril, and the sunsets there are renowned. But in this environment where you're having the top-notch service and the food and the live music that they were playing, they would have sunset gatherings with live music and canapes, and you know, it just felt very upscale, comfortable, welcoming, a little bit of a sexy vibe, depending again on the people. And
Chris, I want to ask about the, you mentioned, Nancy, you mentioned food. What about the, what's your impression of the, I know this, the service is amazing. What about the food itself and the cocktails? Like how would you describe them?
Yeah. So they have hired a world renowned mixologist, and this guy really knows how to make drinks. Mm-hmm. And they also have just recently started with expanding the kitchen. So while the food was very, very good, it is going to get better because they'll have more room to prep and to expedite and to do all the things that a five-star kitchen needs to do to put out like incredible culinary experiences. Mm. And that's important.
Now, most other resorts are all-inclusive.
Right.
This one is not.
It is not.
So what are your options there? What do you pay for? Can you go off-site? How close are the other restaurants? Like, how is that different because it's an a la carte resort instead of an all-inclusive?
Right. Well, for me, so one night we went out to a really amazing, it was more of a seafood restaurant. They had a whole bunch of other stuff, but it's on the same side, so you've got these stunning views of grottos and, you know, rock cliffs and volcanic rock and all the things, and the waves are just smashing up. In fact, that's the thing, really, to me, is you asked before, a little bit more of Nancy, like, what was your experience? To me, it's really where the natural beauty of the land hits the beach, like where the water's actually just crashing on some of the, you know, the rock, and it's, you know, you'll get that more when it's kind of a little more stormy, but it's just the whole area. It, like, when you go to these all-inclusives, it's very kind of like chill, and like the water isn't really doing a whole lot, but there's just like this vibe of where the sea is very active and up against the land.
Well, I was going to say too about the food is that, yes, leaving the property for lunch or for dinner, anything is totally acceptable, and they'll arrange transportation for you. It's close by. Negril is a town that, or city, I guess, that has lots of options. One morning we ordered like a fruit plate and coffee on the porch at our room. They deliver it to your room, or you can go down to the restaurant and eat your meals there. The dinners they did for the weekend we were there were to highlight the food. They had brought in a hospitality team and the chefs that they, you know, are hoping to have at the resort full time. And we had dinners under the moonlight with lighting in the trees, and the meals were, for us, they were presented outside. One night we had about 40 people at the table, and they did a 7-course meal, including fish, and everything came out hot and you know, just delicious.
So the food experience is very kind of the place. So when you're at these other resorts that are all inclusive, they're trying to get their food costs way down. Right. Here, it's a completely different story. Mm. They get you something. In fact, they have a fish flag, which when the flag is up, the local fishermen will go out and come by and say, this is our catch today. Do you want to buy anything?
Oh.
That kind of thing. Wow. Now, that's yeah. what I'm talking about.
So I want to talk about the sexy vibe. Okay. There, you know, you have been to many different types of events where there's no holds barred. People are naked, maybe having sex in public. And then on the other end of the spectrum, in normal life, we have all adult-only resorts. How would you describe like the level of sexiness? And how is it different from just going to a regular adult-only resort?
Well, the weekend that we were there, was everybody was lifestyle, and so it was a takeover, a private event. Mm-hmm. But the pool is top optional. There's an area down by the sea. It's like a sea pool. It's lit up from underneath. At night, it's very sexy to be down there. And there was some nude activities happening in the seabed area. Just to hang out there was just lovely at night. We had one night, there was a play party in one of the villas that was set up for everybody to join. And the villas are like anywhere from 3 to 5 bedrooms and then like a common kitchen kind of living room area. So yeah. The party was there and then the bedrooms were set up for play. Yeah. So we had that. We had a little play ourselves on our porch, but don't tell anybody.
Okay, I won't. So how would you describe, is it, if somebody's never been there before, you know, one of the trepidations, and I'm sure you all went through this when you first got into this, is like, I have this vision of idea of, am I going to feel safe? You know, but is it going to be sexy? So when you went there, Nancy, as a female, and then Chris mm-hmm. as the husband, how did you feel? Did you feel it was safe and clean? And were the people there about your, level of curiosity or engagement into non-monogamy?
Yeah, I would say everybody was in varying levels of interest as far as like generally when you meet lifestyle people, not everybody is ready to jump into bed, you know, but or get naked at the pool or whatever. So it was a wide variety of comfort levels, but certainly we felt safe. I felt safe throughout. The staff were professional and lovely. The property is very private. So there's no like neighbors that can see in or anything like that. What do you think? I thought it was perfect.
Yeah, it was very safe feeling. I felt great in that. You know, when I see my wife and other women that I don't know half naked in a pool and smiling, that says a lot.
Yeah, that
says a lot.
That's
right there.
That's a good indicator.
Yeah. So body language, verbal communication is a yes, it is a good thing to see. So, yeah, I felt fine. I thought it was great. And the construction of the place is amazing. I mean, it's just incredibly well done.
So do you think, obviously, I think we would all agree that this market has needed an additional space like this. So if somebody's never been to anything like this before, is this something that you would recommend, you know, to who do you think is going to be the best fitting client with what you all experience? Do they have to be experienced in the lifestyle? Can they be new? Who do you think you would like to see there with you as couples in the lifestyle?
To me, one of the things that I still see when I look at lifestyle profiles on dating sites, one of the first words is usually discreet or discretion. Mm. And that is one of the things that you really get from the resort. It's like I would say it's number one or number two in terms of, you know, you're going to meet people that are a lot of fun. They want to, you know, but they don't want people to know outside of, you know, what they're doing.
I would say yes, the discretion and discreet are the cornerstones to what the group stands for and what the resort will be. The people that are there are, you know, a lot of them might be high-end CEOs or, you know, people that have, you know, important professional lives, whatever that may be. And not everyone uses their real names, kind of a thing, but it's a place for people to feel comfortable. And I would say, as far as who would be comfortable going there, I mean, I would say just about anybody, but it is not going to be the spring break kind of party center that people are kind of used to with some of the other resorts. This is more of like an elevated luxury experience within the lifestyle.
And did you feel like, I know a lot of people are going to be concerned about the cost. Did you feel like what you paid was commensurate to the experience and the value, you know, that you received from the entire resort, the room, the service, the food, the people? Like, did you feel like it you got your money's worth, I guess, is what I'm asking.
I would say it was a great value. We did pay for our drinks by the pool, our drinks at dinner, happy hour, you know, all the meals, except for the part that was paid in advance for the weekend, were additional. We had spa treatments just about every day. That was additional. But, you know, you can choose to do those things or not choose. Mm-hmm. We had plenty of space within our room to bring food in from the outside. There, you know, there's a lot of different ways people can experience, you know, you don't have to do room service every meal. So it can be very costly or not so costly, depending on how you vacation. But I do think it was a good value. We had live music every night with dinner and sunsets. We had, there were some complimentary drinks because they were showcasing a cocktail. I think the value was there.
Yeah, I thought for the true five-star experience that we had, it was well worth it.
Mm. Yeah, and I think that's the expectation, is if everything that you all have described fits with what people would like to have on their vacation, then it's going to be a good fit. I think some of the mistakes that we make is trying to compare Hedo to Desire, or Desire to the resort, or Naughty in New Orleans to, you know, they're all different experiences, and this is probably a part of the market that maybe has been missing a little while. So I think as long as people understand what the offer is at the resort, then, you know, people are going to go there and be the right fit for, you know, what that experience is going to be like.
Absolutely. And, you know, we like all the resorts. We go to all of them. We enjoy them for what they are.
Yeah.
And the resort is just an additional layer. We wouldn't do that all the time, but that is something that adds to our lifestyle experience.
So we are getting ready to go ourselves in February and looking forward to that. But it's always good. We've known you guys for a long time. We used to be practically neighbors.
Yes.
We've done trips together. So to hear from people that we know and that we trust to say that this is the experience you had, I know for Mrs. Jones and I, it makes us feel like, okay, yeah, it's going to be a fun week and it's going to fit into something that we enjoy.
You're going to love it.
Yeah.
Thanks
for coming in away from the pool and the thump, thump, thump of the music. and the playmakers here at Desire to ironically come in and talk about your experience at the resort. And we're looking forward to going ourselves.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Hey, this is Jessica. If this episode stirred something in you, curiosity, comfort, or that quiet, I've been looking for this feeling, don't stop here. Go listen to episode 131, Finding Your Tribe and the We Got a Thing community. It's where the conversations go deeper, the connections get real, and you discover that this journey was never meant to be taken alone. Because if you're listening, chances are you've got a thing, a craving for more honesty, more freedom, and a space where you feel understood without having to justify who you are. And We've Got a Thing, a thriving community built exactly for like-minded couples and individuals ready to explore, grow, and connect with support that's as deep as the desire that brought you here. Head to WeGotAThing.com and come inside, because that thing you've been craving, it's not just a fantasy. It's a real community, and we're waiting for you. Follow us on at WeGotAThing on Instagram and X. That's WeGotAThing for a glimpse into the energy, inspiration, and intention behind everything we do.